She had a friend. She's gonna introduce me to the friend. Cool. We're chilling. The friend asking mad questions about me, like way too many questions. Like, and here's the thing about it, right? She has this sense of entitlement on her side because she's trying to evaluate whether or not she should meet me or not. And that's what she is supposed to do in the conversation. In the conversation, mm-hmm. yeah, because she's the woman, that's what she should do. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, well, motherfucker, I'm wondering whether or not I should meet you too. Right. But I'm not gonna ask all these extra fucking questions through another person
right.
on some weird shit, right? So, mm-hmm. all right, so she asks all the questions, whatever. So we end up meeting. So when she first walks through the door, she looks at me and she gives me a look up and down, right? And then she says, okay, so you're not ugly. Like, and I was like, and I was like, okay, like right. what the f-
You thought I was gonna be ugly.
I'm like, what?
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Oh damn.
Okay. So now that we got through that, so what is the furthest that you would go to cover up that you'd been smoking weed as a kid? Like, you know, everybody has had their different methods of trying to stop the smoke smell. You know what I'm saying? There's been all sorts of, like, you know, I remember when we were younger, the toilet paper tube with the dryer sheets in it. Oh, yeah. Now they have a contraption that's like that. Like, who would have thought that we invented something, the primitive version of some shit? Yeah, they got these little things you could buy now. And you could just blow into them. And they got, like, charcoal beads or whatever and whatever in it. And it absorbs all the smoke.
Oh, yeah?
So you could literally smoke weed anywhere without anybody being able to smell it.
Oh, shit. I ain't never do that. Me, I used to just smoke. Then my preparation was more after I smoked.
Like, right.
I used to do the brushing of the teeth and throw the cologne on. Nigga, I used to take an hour walk.
right.
Like let the smoke off my clothes and all of that.
Right, right. And it's crazy because it's like, you know that it's always going to be a stronger smell to anyone else who's around you than it is to you, right? Right. So it's like you try to go through extra extreme lengths. Like you said, an hour walk. Who knows if an hour walk is what it would took? Maybe it took a half an hour. Man. But in your mind, you're like, nah, let me take that hour
and
walk.
And I'm high. Yeah. Nigga. And
see, I ain't gonna lie, I do preparation even as an adult now. Because I be going to certain situations where it's like, all right, I might have a meeting and it might be at a weird, awkward time in the afternoon, right? So I'm off of work and I have this 4 or 5 hour chunk of the day before I have to meet somewhere. And it's like, all right, cool. You know what? I'll have like my book bag or something like that with me or whatever. Uh-huh. I'll have a different shirt in there to smell good. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a whole different hat and everything. Right. So I could just flip it all the way out, change it, put the smell good lotion on, then put the oils on or whatever. Boom, boom, switch it all the way up. Just because it's not me being paranoid about being high. It's just that, you know, in certain situations where you know or you're not sure what everybody else's vibe is, it's like, the dude who'd been smoking before he walked in the building, you could smell him from a mile away.
Right.
You could even smell him worse than the guy who's been drinking all day.
Right.
Because you don't really smell him until you get close to him.
Right.
But once you hit the door, especially the type of shit we be smoking, you already know what type of time we was on.
Nigga, man, the only time I do now is when I do go on corporate like settings.
Yeah.
Like I might not even smoke if I'm going in a corporate setting.
Well, of course. I mean, we told people before. I mean, there are some situations where, I mean, you might not want to smoke before you go there. Just wait until afterwards. But for me, it'd be like, man, some of these I can pick or choose. You'd be the ones where it's like, it's a gray area. No. Maybe I shouldn't smoke before I went, but it's a weird time. If I could,
I try to smoke before I take my shower. You feel me?
Right.
That'd give me enough time to air out. You feel me? Get the nice smells on me, put some Clairol on, and I'm good.
I knew that my dad knew that me and my friends were smoking weed growing up, just because for some strange reason, I don't know why, I guess it was just out of convenience and laziness all combined, but we would always split the blunts and then just keep throwing them in the same like grocery store trash bag that was in my room, like over in the corner, right? So eventually we had this fucking trash can, like, I mean, this trash bag full of fucking blunt guts, like mad blunt guts in there, right?
Right.
So then my homeboy, mind you, he wasn't living at home at his house. Mm-hmm. I had a room in the basement. So his girl and his girl's, one of her friends, would always come sleep over my house late at night. I'd sneak him in through the back door. No one ever came through the basement. No one else really knew, right? You know what I'm saying? So we was just doing this shit every night. And we would get high and we'd order like a whole two pizzas and smash them shits and then drink a bunch of Sprite and then pass out and wake up the next morning. He would go to work. Even though we were the same age, he was out of school and all that shit. He got expelled, all that shit. So he'd go to school. I'm going to go to work. I go to school and shit, right?
Right.
Motherfucking damn, what the fuck, yeah?
How the fuck you forget?
What the fuck was we talking about just now?
You and your homeboy was in the crib drinking Sprite. And he don't go to
No. All right, boom. So we doing this shit every night. My dad comes down and fucking goes in my room and finds this bag of blunt guts. And he's like, what's this? And I was like, you know, it's tobacco. And he's like, well, from where? And I was like, it came from some cigars. He was like, well, why is it in here? I was like, you know, because I took the tobacco out of the cigar.
Being vague.
He's like, but why? I was like, listen, I like, you know why. Like, you know why. You know what I'm doing. Like, are we really going to have this conversation this way right now?
Right.
We're going to do the back and forth vague question thing. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, just know that I don't like it. I said, okay.
See, mine was different. My father was a cop. So growing up, I don't think like I ever got caught smoking, or it was just something that it was just like, all right, you.
But you was already more on point because knowing your dad was a cop, you were just like, fuck that. I know I can't smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but look, my junior year of high school, I lived with my mother.
Right.
And I was more, I took more precaution in covering up that I smoked with my mother than I did with my father.
Right.
Because by the time I lived with my father my senior year. So by the time, hold up. By the time I lived with my father, I was 18 and I was grown and yeah.
Right, right.
I did what the fuck I wanted to do. So motherfucking, it was just like, yeah, it was one of the things like, I don't like it, da da da, and yeah. All
right, so growing up, where we grew up in two different places, so what are some of the weird, like, sayings or words that niggas only really say where you come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I've always hated lore.
Oh, like in Baltimore?
Yeah, I've always hated that. I've hated it like forever. I think I'll never adjust to that one.
I think it's more of an up north thing, but niggas, you feel me? Nowadays I'd be like, yo, but back in the days niggas used to be like, you feel me? You know what that means.
Hey, you know what's funny, right? The Europe, you can't really pinpoint exactly when you started saying that shit or when you started doing it. It's just like in your mind, when you try to think back that far, it starts to feel like you just naturally always did it, but you didn't. One day someone said it to you and you're like, you know what?
Right.
Next time I see one of my niggas, I'm gonna be like, yep. And then it's going to be cool. And like, yeah, you know what I mean? Cause that's just the way that our minds would think. Right.
But with me, see, nowadays, I done been through a lot of places. Like, I used to stay in D.C. I used to stay in Maryland, Delaware. You feel me? Every place got their little lingo. So I tend to mix all the lingos together.
Right, right, yeah. That's that's how it be. Yeah, because I done been around a lot of places, so.
I sometimes I forget what place I'm in, and I use the wrong lingo. Like,
or I'll always have, like, a homeboy that's from somewhere else, right? So it's like, I'll be catching the lingo from him. But don't be living there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, there'd be, like, niggas who are around me be like, yo, when you start saying that shit? I'd be like, ah, you know what I mean? Because, whatever. But what's the worst compliment that you ever got?
The worst compliment?
Yeah. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, all right, look. This chick, mind you, just to cut to the chase, no, I didn't get her in the end anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, all right. So, my homeboy... His girl, she had a friend. She's going to introduce me to the friend. Cool. We chilling. The friend asking mad questions about me, like way too many questions. Like, and here's the thing about it, right? She has this sense of entitlement on her side because she's trying to evaluate whether or not she should meet me or not. And that's what she should... is supposed to do in the conversation. In the conversation, mm-hmm. yeah, because she's the woman, that's what she should do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like, well, motherfucker, I'm wondering whether or not I should meet you too.
Right.
But I'm not going to ask all these extra fucking questions through another person
right.
on some weird shit, right? So, uh-huh. all right, so she asks all the questions, whatever. So we end up meeting. So when she first walks through the door, and she looks at me, and she gives me a look up and down, right? And then she says, okay, so you're not ugly.
Like,
and I was like, okay, like, right. what the
fuck? You thought I was going to be ugly. I was
like, what? No, but it was like, I know, well, I hope that she meant that in the nice way.
Right.
But it was a weird compliment, right. like, oh, so you're not, like you were surprised, like, you thought that you was, you know what I'm saying, and right. then, but you know what I'm saying, but it's like, that's just the weirdest way to say, like, hey, how you doing, I think you're all
right,
like,
right,
oh,
right,
you're
right.
not ugly.
That's funny, like, shit. Oh. I don't know the exact words, but it would probably have to do something with me being skinny or something like that, you know what I'm saying, like, like, oh, you skinny. All right, I guess. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you got hit with some of those.
Like a bitch done told me before, like, oh, you cute, but you skinny as shit. Like, all right, I don't give a fuck. You either going to take this dick or you're not.
All right, so let's get into a little bit of higher learning.
This is higher learning. Learning.
All right, so this is going to be a three-part lesson over the next three episodes, and it's all about how to harvest, trim, dry, and cure your weed. Now, these are the things that you're going to want to do to make sure that the finished product and the finished crop has the best possible results, because a lot can happen if it isn't properly harvested, dried, and cured. When it's overexposed to air, light, or heat, terpenes can vaporize and evaporate, and this can drop the potency level of the weed itself. So you want to make sure that you don't develop any mold or fungus or any other type of impurities that are going to, you know, make the weed not as good as it's supposed to be. So you want to make sure that you know when your plants are ready to harvest. And there's a couple ways that you can tell. One of them is looking for color changes on the fan leaves. It's basically part of the nitrogen concentration that the plant needs to absorb as because nitrogen is responsible for the plant's green colors. So once the leaves start to turn to purple and then a hay-like yellow, it's starting to lead to a place where your plant is ready to harvest. Another way to tell is looking at the buds. You know what I'm saying? Observing the size and shape and overall look of the buds, then it's time to harvest. Ripe buds are usually tight and firm. Even for the fluffy type of weed or whatever, the buds themselves, if you notice, are always tight and type and kind of firm. If they look overly like lanky or overly fluffy, then it's too early to harvest. and you want to make sure you look at your trichomes. And if you see clear trichomes, that means that there hasn't been enough resin production. So the majority of the trichome, you don't want them to be amber just yet, but you don't want them to be clear. You want them to be in the middle, milky white. Maybe a few of them, maybe a light amber, but mostly a milky white color. And then flushing is the last thing that you want to do. When your plant starts showing signs that it's close to harvest, then just make sure you flush the plant's medium out, whatever you're growing your plants in, whether it be open water or whether it be in the coconut or, you know, all the other types of plant mediums you can use. You just want to flush it out with clean water. That way it can dissolve the remaining nutrient buildup that hasn't been used. And we're going to catch a vibe. And then we're going to come back and talk about this white runts. Yeah, let's roll up and catch a vibe to this Weed and Drink by Mickey Shiloh.
My name is Mickey. When I leave my crib, I got Jack Daniels with me, cause Jack never hurt me and Daniel said I'm pretty. When both them niggas and me, I be feeling fucking frisky. Ooh. I'm a singer songwriter from San Mateo. Moved to LA when I got that letter in the mail from USC, like, come to us, baby, and get your degree. I didn't know that I'd end up hating the industry. Never did no crazy drugs, weed and alcohol is all. Weed and drink, weed and drink, got me getting through my days. Weed and drink,
it's a vibe, it's a vibe,
got me getting through my days. Weed and drink, got me getting through my days. I'm in a daze, all day. Imagine staying up for 5 days, making hella money and change. Then they put you into restraints, put you on hella pills, make you gain hella weight. They tell you that you're bipolar. You're like, okay, is that the word? Just because I'm a genius and these niggas never seen this. Ugh. If you had the life that I've had, if you seen the things that I have, y'all would probably be in rehab. I'm surprised I've never done anything real bad.
We done drank,
we done drank, got me getting through my days. We done drank, we done drank, got me getting through my days. We done drank, we done drank, got me getting through my days.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. I'm in a daze, all day.
All right. So, when I went to Cookies to get the white runts, I'm looking around the store because I want to feel like that I knew what I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You know how you want to, you know, help. You want to look like that you already know your shit. Uh-huh. You did your homework and all that. And I did not see these purple bags. Mm-hmm. The bags that I saw on Instagram. So then I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to just ask the girl. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, we have white runs right here. And she showed me the container. And I'm looking at it. And I'm like, all right, well, hold up. I was like, well, what about this one right here? This is the... And she was like, oh, well, that's the new packaging.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, so we don't have any more of it in the new packaging. We just still have this in the old packaging. Mm-hmm. It sounded to me like we're not going to put the new packaging out in this store until we sold out of the old packaging.
Right.
Because that only makes sense.
Right,
sell
right,
out
right.
of the old packaging before you start putting the new packaging out. Because right. everyone like me is going to gravitate towards the new packaging. We ended up getting 2 containers of the white runts. And as you pointed out, both of them kind of produce a different phenotype slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 2 different batches because one of them manifested in more green, but what did you see the differences as far as the purple went on the other one?
The purple one, it was the THC percentage was lower, but it was, I don't want to say, an older harvest than the first batch we had.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely an older harvest. It was a lot more purple hairs, mm-hmm, than the first batch. You feel me? A lot more green hairs.
Right. And this is why a lot of different cultivators are switching over to the bags, the plastic packaging, uh-huh, like how most of the cookie stuff comes in. Right. And you're starting to see a lot more pop up because of the ultraviolet light, uh-huh, you know, inside of a transparent glass, like, you know, the weed, it deteriorates the quality of the weed over time.
Right.
So having it in these opaque bags that light can't get through, that moisture can't get through, obviously, right, and that are sealed. Right. So it's like when you start to open one of these bags, you get a smaller, a strong aroma before you even open the zip part of the bag in there. Mm, yeah. Once you open up the package of the actual weed, mm-hmm, then it hits you. Whew. So you know that it's like been picked, packaged, and then, not saying that other cultivators aren't picked and packaged the same way, but this is set up for retail, right, to where the shelf life, you know, is good. Because like this, you know, like the bundt cake that we had, if you looked at it, the bundt cake was out of that, I guess, earlier, like you know, OG cookies, you know what I'm saying, right, like type of strains, because that was one of the ones in the original blue bag with the sticker on it, with right, the name on it.
Right.
It didn't have the fancy picture on it like some of the newer strains had, right? But that bundt cake was one of the most fire joints that we, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit was up there.
Yeah, it was good. I like the bundt cake.
All right, so this white runts, now, the genealogy of this is fucking interesting. I went and pulled some shit just because, you know, I started going down the weed rabbit hole, of course. And it comes from Skittles and gelato. For those of y'all that have problems listening to what I'm saying, Skittles, it's Z Kittles, but it's like Skittles, right? Basically like Skittles with a Z. Mm-hmm. At both ends. So there's no S's, it's a Z there. Mm. Skittles and gelato. You know what I'm saying? And with it having the name White Runts, which is a candy name, it goes along with everything about it. Candy-like scent and taste, candy and sweet, but it has a little bit of diesel, right, on the exhale.
Right.
And you're a sour diesel guy, you know, yes, what I'm saying?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as Trey pointed out, it has different colors. So it sometimes it shows up as being a mossy green. Sometimes it goes to deep purples. You know what I mean? But it's called White Runts because there are a thick layer of the crystalline trichomes on the outside. So, I mean, you're definitely getting a lot of that. It is a sativa. No. Well, it is an indica dominant hybrid strain.
Mm. I didn't know that. I was expecting it to be
right because it's
sativa dominant.
Because the body buzz is slight. Mm-hmm. It gives you more of the head high,
right?
But it's not like the sleepy indica,
right?
There is some. All right, here it goes. Right, so the lineage of this, the Skittles and the gelato, starts all the way back from some strain of African origin and some strain of Afghani origin. Then Afghani and Cinderella 99 were part of what created Grape Ape and Grapefruit. Mm-hmm. OG Kush, Durban Poison created Thin Mint Girl Scout Cookies. Girl Scout Cookies and Pink Patties created Sunset Sherbet. Sunset Sherbet and Thin Mint Girl Scout Cookies is what created gelato. Grape Ape and Grape Fruit is what created Skittles.
Okay.
And those two together created White Runts.
Damn.
So I'm just pointing that out to where it's like sometimes a lot of these hybrids that are coming out now, when you really go back and look at their lineage, they started out as some of like Durban Poison, Afghani Kush, like some of like the original strains have been bred into, you know what I'm saying, what we're getting today. So I've really been looking at that because a lot of the strains that I've been smoking, I've been putting them in different categories and different lists because some of these could possibly become the basis of my signature strain, knowing that a lot of these are like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you look at all of these, I've had a lot of these strains by themselves before.
Right.
But when you smoke this white runts, you're getting a whole different experience than you do when you get Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies or if you smoke gelato. You know what I'm saying? Gelato is some fire as a hybrid itself, but white runts is so different. And it's also equally as good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's crazy.
Right.
I don't like that laugh.
Why don't you like that laugh?
Because that means you got something coming up.
Nah.
All right, what's next? What we doing next?
We gonna do fives.
Five on what?
I got fives.
Oh yeah. I got fives.
Where's your five?
Yeah. Where's your five? I got five.
All right, so top five female R&B singers of all time.
All time?
Yeah.
Like, are we grading singing or looks?
I mean, whatever you feel. This is your list.
All right, Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey.
All right.
Aaliyah.
All right.
That's three. Give me Erykah Badu.
All right.
And give me I'm gonna pick somebody from today.
Well, you'll get a chance for that next because you're gonna be to pick your top five current in a minute.
Oh, all right. Well, Erykah Badu and give me, can I say Sade?
Yeah. Right. But you want to know what's interesting? Fun fact.
What?
Sade is the name of the actual band.
So what's her name?
I forget what her name is.
I'll
look it up. I forget what her name is, but she.
I think I knew that too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever.
But we know it. But we all know what niggas mean when they say Sade. We talking about her.
Right.
We're not talking about the band. Yeah, right, but I know.
Yeah, that's my five. Okay. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Aaliyah, Erykah Badu, and Sade.
Okay. I'm going to go with Patti LaBelle.
Oh, you old ass nigga.
Aretha Franklin.
You old ass nigga.
Then I am going to go with Whitney Houston.
I forgot all about them.
Then after Whitney Houston, I am going to go with Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. And then to round it off, I am going to go...
Aaliyah.
No, I'm not.
What is wrong with you?
I'm not going to go with Aaliyah. I'm probably going to go with...
Aaliyah. Erykah Badu.
No, she's not it. Leaning towards Brandy.
No, over Aaliyah?
I'm leaning towards her.
Over
Aaliyah. I have to think about this. I'm leaning towards
Brandy
her.
Don't even go before Monica.
Thinking about her.
Aaliyah. Hmm. All right, people, he picks Aaliyah. He's going to come back to Aaliyah.
No, we're not coming back to Aaliyah. I don't know why you're trying to force me. Let me see that. No, we are going to round it out with
Brandy. No, you can't put Brandy over Aaliyah. I won't allow you to do that.
I can.
She don't have the nothing to put over Aaliyah. No. Brandy don't even go over Monica or Maya.
Why doesn't she?
Huh?
Why doesn't she?
Excuse me.
Singers? Like, Aaliyah was a great dancer and a great artist, but singers? Brandy was a much better singer than she was.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
She definitely was.
No, she wasn't.
I think most people would agree with me that Brandy was a better singer than Aaliyah.
No.
They just wouldn't want to say it because no. of because they feel
like
because
singing.
No. In today's day and age, Aaliyah would be off the charts because there's a different type of vibe as far as like the singers now.
Right.
But at that point in time, if I had to say who was the better singer out of Brandy and Aaliyah, Brandy was definitely the better singer.
No.
Yeah.
It might not be no Beyonce if Aaliyah was still alive.
I can't say that.
I could.
And I know that the Beehive is probably like, why are you not putting Beyonce in your top five? Beyonce is probably one of is probably the second or third best performer.
No,
ever,
but you said today
ever to live.
She,
yeah,
she goes in with the today group.
Oh, she's not gonna be in my top five of today's group.
Oh,
though.
You tripping?
All right, so let's just get to that because I already gave the top five of this. What's your top five current today?
Today. Well, Beyonce.
Uh huh.
Summer Walker.
Uh huh.
Her. That's three. Summer Walker, her, Beyonce. Give me Doja Cat.
Okay. Are we? Because I consider her to be. I guess she fits in both categories because she's a singer and she's a rapper.
Oh. Well. Aki Cooper?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Beyonce, her, Doja Cat. And who else I said? Summer Walker. And Bree Steves.
Okay. Here we go. Summer Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Kehlani. Mm-hmm. Kehlani might be the best out right now.
No.
I will stand on that.
Over Beyonce?
Kehlani might be the best. So Summer Walker.
Over Beyonce.
Kehlani.
Over Beyonce.
Jhené Aiko.
Okay.
Then we are going to hit them with
Beyonce.
No, why are you trying to influence my pick?
Yeah, how do you not
right,
put
these? I have Summer Walker, right?
Okay.
I have Kehlani.
Uh-huh.
I have Jhené Aiko.
Uh-huh.
I have Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox and Beyonce.
And then
Beyonce.
To round it out.
Beyonce.
To round it out. I have to go with
Beyonce.
No.
Why?
No.
So you don't put her on your top five?
I have Rihanna in my top five.
Over Beyonce?
Yes.
How?
I do. Yeah.
Rihanna is the mentoree. And Beyonce is the mentor.
It's all good. If we were talking top five performers, Beyonce would be in that list.
It's like,
but she's not my.
You can't put Drake over Hove yet.
It depends on what we're talking about. You could. It depends on what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
It's funny that we're making the reverse argument that we should be making, because I guess I'm supposed to be saying the one that can't say you can't put Drake over Hov, but I'm right. Telling you that depending on the conversation, you could.
On what? Not money, not records sold, not albums, maybe Grammys. That's about it. Drake probably got more.
We're talking about records. We're talking about records here.
Yeah, Hov got more records sold.
We're talking about the actual records, though. If I put record for record up, you know what I'm saying? Hov has, yes, he has some records. He's legendary. He's iconic. But there's certain categories where Drake excels over where Hov lacks at, musically.
I blame it on the test of times. It's different. Streaming and actual record sales is different. Drake is the king of stream. Hov was the king of record sales. But nowadays, streaming is more than record sales. It pays more. Yeah. Hov paved the way, because without Hov, Drake wouldn't be getting the type of deals he'd be getting, $100 million deals and all this type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we're going to catch a vibe. We're going to come back and talk about our perfect collabo. I'll explain what that means in a second. But first, let's roll up, kick back, and catch this vibe with, I think the name is Eham, featuring Evander Grimm. This joint is called Misunderstood. It's fire, though. So let's get to it. Oh, yeah. Who got five?
Who got five? Five.
Where your five at, Trey?
Yes. I got five.
All right.
Where's your five?
Who putting up on the sack? Who got five?
This is higher learning. Learning.
All right. So, top five female rappers of all time. We did singers. Now let's go rappers.
Oh, shit. Rappers.
Uh-huh.
Female. Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Foxy Brown.
Okay.
Roxanne Shanté.
Okay.
MC Light.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Oh, we are pretty similar. Okay. Queen Latifah.
Uh-huh.
MC Light.
Uh-huh.
Lil' Kim.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj.
I knew you was going to throw her in there. I knew it.
And Queen Latifah.
You said Queen Latifah.
Oh, Queen Latifah, MC Light.
Uh-huh.
Lil' Kim.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Oh.
Roxanne Shanté.
Rod Digger.
I'm gonna just light this blunt.
Foxy Brown.
I'd rather you say that than Rod Digger. Oh my Jesus.
Why not Rod Digger? What was wrong with her? What's wrong with Rod Digger?
That's like throwing Nick Cannon in the, in the top.
There's some people that would argue differently. No, you know what? Scratch that. New list. All right. Queen Latifah.
Uh-huh.
MC Light.
Uh-huh.
Lil' Kim.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
And Rhapsody. What am I doing? What was I thinking?
Ain't that a group?
No, Rhapsody's one person.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Roxanne Shanté?
I mean, shout outs to her. She's legend. She's a legend. What do you what, don't laugh. See, when you laugh,
as far
when
as
you laugh, you make it, you make the situation worse than what it was. Yo,
she was the first female that really came with bars, yo.
I get that. I understand
like bars,
that.
Yo,
I understand,
like,
but just because you were the first doesn't mean that we
she was young.
That's cool.
Oh my God.
I just can't put her in my five. That doesn't mean she doesn't deserve to be in
but
your
you
five.
But you about to put Rod Digger.
Nah, I wasn't. I think that was an impulse buy.
And Rhapsody is a poet, ain't she?
No, Rhapsody's a rapper, and she's definitely is definitely top five.
Definitely ain't Roxanne.
I would beg to differ, even though she's been inspired by her, I'm sure.
Right. So why do you keep putting the mentees in front of the mentees?
Because they've gotten better. They've gotten better. All right, so who's your top five current?
Current?
Mm-hmm.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Who else is... Megan Thee Stallion. Young Miami.
Okay.
Cash Doll.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And... There's not a lot of them.
It is a lot of them out there.
And Bree Stees.
Okay, I see where this is going.
What you talking about?
My five is.
I hate these type of lighters, man.
My five is definitely gonna be Nicki Minaj is in there. most definitely got to put Doja in there.
Okay. See, I put all right. my singer in.
I definitely got to put Meg in there.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got to put Rhapsody in there.
You put her in the last list.
Well, I put her in all time prematurely. She's still young in the game.
Oh man.
But I put her as in the top.
I don't think I listened to her like that. Rhapsody.
Yeah, she had two albums that arguably were both classics. They just went under the radar for reasons that we do not even have a long enough episode to discuss. But it'll be something we could talk about on It's Not Just Me.
That shit tastes a mixture of everything.
Mm-hmm. Damn, so where was I at? I had Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
I had
Rhapsody.
Doja Cat, Rhapsody.
Meg.
I had Meg. I had one more slot. Mm. And I'm going to give that slot to... It's difficult to pick this fifth slot because there's ones who I want to give it to mm-hmm. who even though my justification for putting them there would be what I think they can do, mm-hmm. but I don't have enough evidence that they actually have done it yet.
Right.
With that being said, I have to put Cardi B in my top five. Of current active female rappers, I have to put her in my top five. And I don't care about all the she doesn't write it all herself and all that shit like that. Because there's other females who I would put there, but I don't have enough evidence to suggest that they should be considered a top five. The evidence is that I know what they can be. I can see where they're going.
I guess.
Put Young Miami there. Yeah, if Young Miami can be in the top five, then
I just like Young Miami. So
I know. That's why I said I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. But I guess Cardi probably is the top female rapper right now.
Right.
So as far as numbers, sales, all of that. She probably got the most money. She probably
So who's your perfect collabo? So now you gotta take one of these female singers, one of these female rappers of your current. Out of your, you know what I'm saying? Like
a female singer and a female rapper.
Yeah. And you're creating account. Like the dope collabo right there.
That's a good question. Who the fuck I said for singers? Of course, Gimme Meg. Give me Megan Thee Stallion. And give me Beyonce.
Oh, okay. I could see how that could work. Yeah. And listen, you know what, Trey? Mm-hmm. Okay, Trey. You know what?
Let me go get my Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's on fire. All right. I'll give you that, Trey, because they're both from Houston. Mm-hmm. Like me as a marketing guy,
right.
If that walked into my office tomorrow, I would green light that shit. Like, oh, yeah. They're both from Houston. You know what I'm saying? They can definitely create a record. It would be a vibe. Right. It would definitely take off.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Put it like this.
Anything they do.
It has the star power, too. It has the star power.
Right.
For it to potentially edge out my record. But my record has the power to be the better record.
Don't say no dumb shit.
Kehlani.
No.
And already. Doja Cat.
No. Over Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes. I think I'm getting the better record out of Kehlani and Doja Cat.
They would probably sell more.
Who are also both from California.
I was about to say they'll probably sell more in California, if anything. But all over the United States, the world.
Well, I already said that you guys have the star power to back your thing up. You got Rock Nation there. Yeah. You got Beyonce, Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, of course. So I said,
That song is not making it out of California.
I think we have the potential to have the better record. And it could make it out. They're both stars. Let's not act like Kehlani and Doja Cat are not both stars.
I didn't say they were stars. Yeah. But they are not no Megan Thee Stallion.
And Beyonce. We're right. Right. We can agree on that.
Right.
They're not there.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that talent level wise...
No.
They're not, yes.
No.
Hey, listen, I'm willing to put Kehlani
no.
in the battle against Beyonce song for song. Like if we was like, you know how Timbaland and how Swiss Beats and all them be doing a beat battle? Yeah, yeah. If we was standing on opposite tables, nigga, right now with the turntables, you had all Beyonce records. I got all Kehlani records. You would beat me off of people know the Beyonce records because she's Beyonce, right? Right. But if it was niggas that was just judging the music, the talent, I might have a fighting shot in that.
That's like saying you would pick Zion over LeBron.
Well, no, that's not saying
that. Yes, it is.
Oh, if I was starting a franchise right now?
Yeah.
If I was starting my franchise right now and I'm trying to build a championship team,
right?
Oh yeah, I would 100% choose Zion over LeBron. Today, yeah, yeah, of course.
If you wanted to win a championship this season and you're starting,
if I wanted to win a championship this season, of course I would take LeBron. Right. If I was trying to build a championship team, like if I was trying to,
you
build
would still take LeBron.
No, I wouldn't take LeBron. I take
what
Zion.
You mean? No,
because LeBron's trajectory has to go down. He can't get better.
Who said that?
All right, listen, LeBron. How did we get here? How did we get here, yo?
Who said that?
Fucking white runts, yo.
What is you talking
How
about?
How do we get to the LeBron? How did we get to the LeBron show?
Because
we
got you said back you would pick Kehlani over Beyonce.
Oh my God!
LeBron is the Beyonce of the NBA. and I would give
Kehlani. So he's a diva? Yeah, you're right.
Oh Lord. All right. Next time. Okay. Next. What else we got? Before you start this tangent.
We are going to tell them how to infuse this sugar so they can make these donut holes that I was saying. And you was like, what is those? And I was like, I'm going to tell niggas what is those.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink because I got the munchies.
I've been smoking dope.
I got the munchies.
I've been smoking dope.
All right. So we taught you guys how to infuse your butters, oils, milks, make the tincture with the alcohol, all that good shit like that. We even told you how to make like the simple syrup, right? So now here is a recipe to make infused sugar. It takes about 2 hours, but really all you just need to make a small batch of it is about 3 grams of weed, a half a cup of high-proof alcohol, such as Everclear, and a half a cup of granulated sugar. You're going to heat the oven to 250 degrees and decarb the weed. But you know what? You guys don't have to worry about this part because you've decarbed your weed already. But if you didn't, decarb it now in the oven, and then you transfer the weed to a jar and screw the lid on tight. And pour the alcohol over it. Shake it every 5 minutes for 20 minutes. Strain it through a cheesecloth. Set over a bowl. Throw away the solids. And then you're going to mix the alcohol with the sugar and spread it into an even layer in a glass 9x13-inch baking dish. And you're going to bake it, stirring it occasionally until the alcohol has evaporated and the sugar is lightly golden. When you bake it, you're going to want to have your oven down to about 200. You're not going to want to leave it up if you're decarbing the weed to start with. Okay? So if you've already had the decarbed weed and you're ready to just go to the alcohol and get it infused and infuse into the sugar, have your oven at 200 instead of like the 250. So once you have your sugar, boom, you can put it to the side, let it cool off. Then you're going to want to make these little donut holes. You need 3 cups of bread flour, 1 cup of granulated sugar, but you can also replace this with your cannabis sugar. 4.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of whole milk, which you have the option of using cannon milk, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter. I shouldn't have to repeat myself. You know what you can use there. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 large egg, and canola oil for frying. You're going to mix the flour, the sugar, the baking powder, the salt. Mix it all together. Combine the milk, butter, vanilla, and egg, and the dry ingredients, and mix until a sticky dough forms. Once the dough forms, you're going to make little half-ounce, little circular balls, you know, paws. You're going to drop them to the oil and cook them until they're puffed and golden. About 2 to 3 minutes. And then you're going to transfer the donut holes to a baking sheet or something to cool them off. You can put them on a paper towel or a paper bag, whatever you need to do to, like, you know, drain out a little bit of grease. And then you want to roll those in the can of sugar. All right, so before we get out of here, you got three wishes. You know, the Magic Genie gave you an ultimatum last time. It was a fucked up ultimatum. This time, he's feeling generous. He's giving you three wishes. Only thing is you can't wish for more wishes, and you can't wish to live forever. What's your three wishes?
First wish, I'm going to wish to win the highest lottery ever with the Mega Player on it. Right? Uh-huh. So that should make me a billionaire somewhere, right? Second wish, I'm gonna wish you to win the Mega Million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well played.
I know everything, you feel me?
Okay.
That you got planned, you feel me? Then we going. And the third wish, what the fuck I'm gonna do with it? I got, what I'm gonna do with this third wish? I wish everybody in the world peace and prosperity.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm straight from there.
Damn, why didn't I go first? Now I got to go second. Now I have to think about the... Okay, listen, y'all. Here's wish number one. Wish number one is going to be that I want a magic debit card. That every time I put it in an ATM... I automatically can just magically pull out cash. Anytime I swipe it anywhere, I can just magically pay for things. This eliminates the need for the lottery. Okay. Because now I have unlimited spending.
See, I don't want unlimited though. Because I want to be able to build more.
Okay.
You feel me? It's something to work toward.
All right.
If you got unlimited, you ain't gonna wanna do shit.
It all depends. I mean, you know what I mean?
Because you already got everything. The fuck you going to work for?
Wish number two.
That you wish I had an unlimited debit card.
Well, we have... No, since
I want my own, goddamn it.
Well, no, why we need two? It's unlimited.
I don't want to have to call you and borrow your shit, okay? I don't want to... Hey, what you doing? Let me use the card today. I don't want to have to call you and borrow your shit. I want my own.
All right. Well, here's the thing. All right. If you get your own, then you're taking away ending world hunger. I'm just saying.
Well, shit. If you give me my own, whoever come up to me and they hungry, okay. I got you.
All right. There you go. Trey, you get your own magical debit card too. All
right. Cool.
And then wish number three is going to be that I would be able to go. That basically I could get a list together of all like hit records from the past years.
Uh-huh.
And then I can make those like erase from like the consciousness of people. And then represent them to them.
But look, if we got the unlimited debit cards, then at that point you only want the fame.
I would just do it, just to do it. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I didn't remember you seen it. It's a movie. That's like Hot Tub Time Machine. Isn't that Hot Tub Time Machine too?
Yeah.
And he had all the songs. Yeah, yeah. Just because. Why not? That's why not live out a movie scene?
That's funny.
Speaking of movie scenes, we're going to talk about some movie shit next time. Yeah, we're going to talk about movies, ass and titties. All kinds of shit like that.
Ass and titty.
Yeah, there's a few questions pertaining to ass and titties, dude.
Oh, shit.
We gotta get to.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. I'm high.
I guess we out.
All right. See y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That sounded crazy. See y'all next time. See y'all next time. On Higher Learning.
This nigga is high as shit.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Higher Learning.